Wagwan, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Akeem's Dream Show. Today we're going to be talking about losing weight. But before we start, I want to start off by thanking our sponsor, Belleville Funds. If you want to buy the dip for now and forever and really make some money over the next 20, 30 years by just buying that sweet, sweet dip, have that drip drop until you are wet wop. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say thank you, Belleville Funds, for the shout out and for sponsoring the show today. So today we are going to be talking about losing weight, my weight loss journey, how I lost weight, gained weight, lost weight again. So this is the story of why intermittent fasting is important to me and how I went from being an athlete who never worried about what I ate to being in my 20s and really, really having to be intentional about it because I was just being a kind of fat piece of shit. So here we go. From the age of zero, really, to 22, I never thought about what I ate, why I ate it, and what was going on because I was an athlete, right? Moving weight, running up and down the field, being a boss, basketball, football, baseball, rugby, doesn't matter, cross-country skiing, whatever. I played every sport you could think of. I was very active, very mobile. By the time I hit puberty, I was between 180 and 190 until I was about 22. So I was playing sports all the time. And because you're playing sports, you're gaining zero weight, actually, because you're burning so many calories, right? People say you can't out-train a bad diet. I would very much like to disagree. If you're working out or playing sports 6 days a week, it doesn't matter what you eat, especially if you're younger. Like I was right after high school, I was playing Huskies football, and I was eating anything. It was like the best time ever. I look back on those days with fond memories. And wow, those were the days. Cause like Louis C.K. says, I could just probably eat till I hate myself. That's how much I was eating every single day. It was nuts because I didn't have to worry about it. I had a high testosterone. Yeah. High testosterone, high, growth hormone. I had all the hormones were high, and I also had a high metabolism. So my body was like an inferno, and then I was working out on top of that, and then I was playing football on top of that. So I would literally eat huge breakfast, and then I would have a $5 foot long, right? $5, can't go wrong. So I'd have the subs, and I would have the Donair, and then I would have the Edo every day, right? And then I go to football practice. I parked at the facility that was down the hill from the university, walk around all day, eat those three meals, come down the hill, have a banana, bag of chips. Then we'd have football practice. And that's like running, hitting. I was playing running back. So obviously that's a lot of work on the field. And then after the football practice, I would drive home. On the way home, I would order a pizza, a large thin crust, Italian New York capicola with like three or four meats on it. Super tasty. And my calorie count during those days was probably 4,000 to 5,000, but I was still 180 to 185 because I was just playing so many sports, right? So my body was an inferno and I was out training a bad diet. I only became aware of my bad diet the second I stopped playing football. I was 21 or 22, turning 22, I think. And I went from consuming 5,000 calories and maybe burning 6,000 to consuming 5,000 and maybe burning 1,000. Because as soon as football started, I didn't change my diet, but my whole fitness routine changed. So yeah, it's like a budget. It's a money in, money out equation. And when it comes to the food, it is a calories in, calories out kind of formula you have to be aware of. So of course, I wasn't gaining weight when I was doing football 6 days a week and working out and walking and all that stuff. But as soon as football went away, the calories came to play and I gained a shit ton. I went from 185 to like 235 in the space of 6 months. And then in the midst of that, I was dating a chick who was super into fitness and she was very, very focused on her health and stuff. And we just didn't jive because I was focused on, buying the spicy chickens from Wendy's when they went on sale, putting them in my freezer and ordering pizzas and Ichiban and not really cooking or eating vegetables or drinking water. And she was not. And she was into different things. And I was also clingy because it was my first girlfriend and I was still a virgin. So I just had a lot of shit going on and I didn't want to lose her. Anyway, she dumped me. When she dumped me, I was 235 and I had this realization that, man, maybe she dumped me because I'm not healthy. So I get on the phone with my best friend, Brennan, who's sponsoring the show today, and I get on the phone with my dad. My dad says, yes, you need to learn about women. You need to stop being so clingy. You need to kind of like wake up, if you will. And I can do this on another podcast, but the number one thing you told me to do was to get in shape, because your mentality is tied to your physicality, right? It's hard to have a weak, flabby body and a strong mind. You got to have to be able to focus on both. And for me, I had a strong body up until I stopped playing football. And then I kind of stopped working out and I lost my motivation for stuff. And my mind became weak. And it's not a coincidence she dumped me. And it's like the biggest blessing that's ever happened to me in my life, because that woke me up to a lot of things that I need to stay in shape and I need to keep my mind right and make myself the mental frame of my own universe. So I began this process of working out. I started buying bags of vegetables. And by this point I dropped out of university. I told the story in another show, but I dropped out because I had cold feet and I went back 6 years later to finish the degree. But in the moment I dropped out, was working sales at this industrial job. And then I brought a bag of vegetables to work. I was 22. I brought a bag of vegetables to work. My goal was to drink 3 liters of water a day. Now I don't know how I came up with that formula, but I just figured if I just eat vegetables and drink water, the weight will come off. And it did. You know, I was also motivated, because the biggest thing you can have is a strong why when you're doing anything. And for me, I was motivated to lose the weight because I was trying to get this girl back. So I said, if I get myself healthy, this girl will come back to cream daddy brown sugar supreme and be back in my arms. But of course, you know, it's funny, you know, the irony of any situation is the rocket fuel that gets you to space is not the rocket fuel that you'll need to stay in space. You kind of just drift on your own momentum by that point. So by the time I was healthy again, I didn't even want her. I was just happy to be kind of moving on. But I had the reward of being in shape again. And I was in shape from probably 22. And by in shape, I mean I was like not jacked, but I was lean again. And I was like probably buck 82, buck 83. And I was lean until I was like, again, 24, 25. And that took 7 months, by the way. She broke up with me at the end of March. I lost 20 pounds between, like, let's call it March and May. And then I lost another 25 pounds May and September. I lost the last 25 pounds. So that summer, I lost the rest of the weight. So I lost like 45 to 50 pounds inside of 7 months, call it 8 months. But that's because I was focused and I was on fire. So that was a crazy time. And I didn't really figure out a lot about nutrition back then. I was just focused and I was just doing the obvious stuff, drinking water, eating vegetables. So it was kind of a brutal lifestyle. But to me, not being able to attract women and be confident in my own body was more brutal. So I was like, I'll take the latter. I'll take the former. I mean, I'll suffer for a bit just to have a good life so I can attract the women I want and I can be healthy in my own skin and confident in my own body. That was worth it. Moving forward, your boy gains the weight back, right? So everything's hunky-dory from like 22 to 24. I'm feeling good, tarps off every summer, you know the drill, right? And then it kind of happened this way. So typically I'm most susceptible around Christmas time, when there's drinks and Feliz Navidad and fucking Michael Bublé's on the speaker and we're just having a good old merry time, I end up kind of going a little bit crazy sometimes, overboard. I end up like eating way too much food, like I'm talking 5,000 calories a day. I start just going crazy and it just ends up being nuts. I just end up, you know, gaining a little bit of weight. But this particular winter when I was like 24, I gained like probably 25 pounds again. So I went from like 180 to call it 210 or 205 or something like that. And it was just a wild time because I was just like, fuck, I thought I had this nailed. Why do I have to be fat again? And, you know, maybe Siri or Google was listening to me, or what do I mean? Maybe they're always listening. Big Brother is always listening. And they referred me something in the algorithm that they thought might help me. And this guy's name is Greg O'Gallagher. He's a Canadian. He's based out of Toronto. And he had this video that popped up on my feed right around Christmas time, right after Christmas time, that week before between Christmas and New Year's, when everyone's kind of just chilling. I was on the YouTubes looking up strategies for losing weight again, and I didn't want to do the whole water and vegetables and just brutal, just kind of military operation diet. I wanted to do something a little funner. So I decided to look through there, and then one of his videos popped up. It was the very first video, and it was titled The Bruce Wayne Weight Loss Strategy or something, or A Day in the Life of Bruce Wayne. I think that's what the video was called. And the whole idea behind the video was he was going to talk to us about what Bruce Wayne does to stay ripped and chiseled or something like that. And he starts the video off by going, I just woke up and I won't eat for the next 7 hours. I will drink coffee and drink sparkling water. And I was like, what the fuck is it? It was so different from everything else I would heard. Because everyone else was saying, you know, meal prep, eat 7 meals, have a whole workout plan, work out 7 days a week, just kind of military, crazy, like insane, like football. Like I felt like I was, every other program felt like I was playing football again, where I was like, hey, I've just kind of submitted to the fact that I'm going to end up having to work out like I was just training for football season again. And even though I wasn't super excited about it, I'm like, I'll do whatever I got to do to figure this out. So, I submitted to the fact. But when I saw Greg O'Gallagher's video there, I was like, is there another way? And that was the video that turned me into the idea behind intermittent fasting. And that's the first time I ever learned about it. I was 24, 25. It was like 2015, 2016. And I remember looking at it and being, okay, this is it. I'm not going to eat breakfast anymore. And I'm going to push my first meal to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and see how this goes. And the first 2 weeks was brutal. I bought the program and I was doing it. And I was so used to eating breakfast at this point, right? Like I would love going to McDonald's, getting the sausage and eggers or making cereal or making eggs and bacon in the morning. But I was just like, man, is this really serving me? Because I would always have, depending on what I was doing, I was always sluggish, like right around 10, 11 a.m. And that's today when I'm the most on fire, I'm the most focused right around 10, 11 a.m. Like I can answer any question. It could be about nuclear physics and how to return a shuttle from the International Space Station. And I'll give you a pretty good guess if it's 11 o'clock in the morning, because I'm just fucking tuned in like a 1976 Chevy before it goes to Dukes and Hazzards or something like that. You know, I'm just revved up and ready to go. Your boy's fired up. But if it's 11 o'clock in the morning, but when I was eating breakfast, if I had a big breakfast in the morning, my body had to like take that on and digest it. Like it takes a lot of energy for your body to digest food. So when you're pushing that down, it takes away from your chi, right? I like to think of it, your chi, like you have X amount of chi per day. If it's being distributed in other ways, then you're not firing, you're not clear, you're kind of hazy. And that mid-morning slump and that afternoon slump comes from your body having to digest or having to worry about other things in the body. But if you're not eating food, just coffee and sparkling water, coffee and water, boom, you're off to the races. So I started to notice that, man, like after like the first 2 weeks of missing breakfast, my body was starting to kind of fire differently. Like I had no more slumps. I had no more kind of like afternoon kind of like naps going on. I was just like kind of tiled in. And I guess the whole idea behind intermittent fasting was, which was appealing to me, was you're not going to change the calories. You're going to change essentially what you eat. You're going to change the time of the day you eat. If you can add in some education about nutrition, if you can add in some things about, you know, hydration and hormones and endocrine and all that stuff, if you can add that on top of the time restricted feeding window, which is for most people like 8 hours, you're golden, right? Because you can push through a lot of the, issues when it comes to calories, because it's effectively a calories in, calories out equation. You know, you want to have less calories in than you do burn. So back when I was playing football, that was easy, but in a sedentary lifestyle, it's a little bit harder. But with intermittent fasting, it became easy again, because it's extremely, like, let's say my diet per day is like 2200 calories, right? That's like the max I can eat. It's extremely fun and easy. Not easy, but simple to push it all the way to like, let's say 3-4 o'clock, have a little snack and then have a massive dinner. Do you know how fun and enjoyable food is when you can eat like, I don't know, 1500 to 2000 calories in one shot? Like that's what turned me on to it. Cause I love big meals. I'm a freaking Louis the 16th before he's beheaded kind of eater. Like I can just put it away, right? It's the last supper. It's the last meal before the electric chair. I'm a carburetor. So that being said, if I'm a carburetor and I can eat that way three times a day, no wonder I was gaining weight like two and three times. So this intermittent fasting was a new approach to kind of like say, hey, listen, I'm a pig. How can I live the pig lifestyle without, be looking like a pig, like a fat slob. So I decided to implement it and I had a lot of success immediately. Like I think when I gained that weight and I integrated this program from Greg O'Gallagher, I lost like maybe 10 pounds in like 2 or 3 months, 2 months I lost 10 pounds. So call it a pound a week or maybe a pound and a half a week I lost, which is a pretty healthy way to lose weight. Like I think that most people will say, most health experts will say, you know, you lose a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week is pretty healthy, pretty sustainable. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was like losing a pound and a half, 2 pounds a week, but I was also changing my hormones and I was learning a lot about food and what causes inflammation. So staying away from things that have soy in it, which by the way, everything has fucking soy in it. Reducing the sugar intake, uptaking the fat, uptaking the proteins, not just throwing away carbs, but having good carbs, lots of fibrous veggies, making sure you drink some water, and staying away from any kind of soy drinks or anything like that. These all became part of the things that I started to study and become more aware of, getting enough vitamin D, getting enough sleep, taking care of your health, still working out. And another thing that was in his program, it wasn't just about intermittent fasting. And at the beginning, I was doing a 16-8 split, and then I pushed it to like an 18-4 split. So 18 hours of fasting, 4 hours of eating. And when I first started, it was 16 hours of fasting. So not eating, but you're allowed to drink water and coffee, and then 8 hours of eating. So that was the process at the beginning. But as soon as I figured that out, I wanted to know, okay, what can I do as far as working out goes? And Greg O'Gallagher's system, he understood that the more you work out, the higher appetite, the more likely you are to break your fast early or to have breakfast or just to kind of violate the whole program. So his program was really smart. It incorporated 2 workouts per week where you do reverse pyramid training, starting with the heaviest weights and working your way down as a way to kind of offset your natural inclination to want to work out more, knowing that it's going to drive up your hunger while still being able to build muscle while you lose weight. Because it's one thing to lose weight, it's another thing to lose muscle while you lose weight, right? You want to kind of keep your Adonis figure as you look like Hercules and you lose the fat. That's the best case scenario. You lose the fat in the weight and then you keep the muscle in your body. So you look badass when you lose all the fat, unless you're like, you don't want to be skinny fat, right? So his program was 2 days a week and then 10,000 steps a day. And I really dialed it in lately when I got up to 10,000 steps a day. Because even on his program, I still went through the ebbs and flows of like gaining a little bit of weight here and there. And maybe I was kind of hovering around 200 pounds for, I don't know, call it 3-4 years. And then this last year, I stepped on the scale and it was right after Christmas time, probably 2021 Christmas. I was just really stressed out with some work stuff. And wasn't treating myself right. I was eating out too much and I got back up to 215 pounds, 212 pounds. And then I, still doing the intermittent fasting, but actually following it this time to the letter, I discovered that if I actually shoot for 10,000 steps per day and do the 2 workouts per week, and then the one thing that put me over the edge was no booze, I was able to lose probably, I think I lost 10 pounds or 12 pounds in 1 month, which is a record for me. I'd never lost that much before. I lost that in October of 2022 because when I look back at my step tracker, I was averaging 9,000 steps a day because I would take the bus to work and I'd walk around at lunchtime and then I'd walk home from downtown to White Ave every single day for 30 days straight. You throw in some workouts with that and a good diet program where I'm doing the intermittent fasting. Boom, 12 pounds, like freaking dust in the wind, man. It was gone. So I could not believe that. And then as soon as I figured that out, I'm like, hey, the missing factors here were the 10,000 steps and then not drinking. Because the booze is the secret calories, right? If you're not tracking your calories, beers and whiskey and all the good stuff in life, those are the things that you don't account for, which ends up blowing you past your calorie deficit number. So if you think you hit your calories, but then you had a beer here at lunchtime, or you had a drink with a friend here after dinner, and you didn't track it, boom, it's you're going to gain the weight because you just didn't account for something that you're actually eating. So for me, I was just like, hey, I gotta dial this in. And I did the Sober October. So not realizing that probably saved me thousands of calories, thus the 12 pounds. And I came to this realization that, you know, every 2 months, maybe I can just like maybe put down the booze and see if I can just maintain this, if not get down to 180. So it all culminated this year, where in January of 2022, I stepped on the scale on January 20th and I was 215 pounds. And I made a vow to myself that I'd lose the weight. And I actually started a program at work with my two other colleagues where we were all kind of overweight. And every 2 weeks we'd step on the scale. And the first person to lose 25 pounds had to buy everyone or got the other guys to buy him lunch. So we had an incentive. We were kind of tracking our weight together. And that really helped, right? You make your goals public and have your targets out there in the open for everyone to know so that you can kind of be held accountable. And that's exactly what happened. Every 2 weeks, I wasn't losing weight, right? It's kind of like the bamboo tree, right? You plant the bamboo tree, it grows 1 foot in the first 2 years, in the first 4 years, it grows 1 foot. And then the last year, in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet. So you just water it, water it, water it, and it explodes. That was kind of like my weight loss. I was like focused. And I probably lost, of the 215 pounds, I went from like 215 to 200 entering October. And then I went from 200 to like 188 or 187, what I'm at right now today, in like a month and a half, 2 months. So I've been about 188, 187 since Christmas time or since early December. And which means that a year to date, let's call it January 20th, 2022 to January 20th, 2023, I lost 30 pounds essentially, or 28 pounds, 215 to 188 in a year. So it's not breaking any records, but I did kind of figure out this system. And it's not saying that I'm not going to gain weight again, now I have systems in place. And what I would really encourage people to do is research intermittent fasting. Look at how your insulin levels are triggered. Like the first thing you do when you wake up is stuff your face, think about what that does to your body as far as waking up and getting the day started. Like your body's just revving up, getting ready for the filled with cortisol, getting ready for the stressors and the challenges of the day. Why do you want to give it another mission of digesting a breakfast burrito from the kitchen? Why not give it a break? Why not give it some horsepower, like some really good coffee, or drink a liter of water first thing in the morning and then get your coffee? Like I'll wake up, I'll have a big glass of water that kind of gets my engine started. I'll stretch. I'll make sure that I got a good kind of music on, gets the vibes going. And then probably an hour after I wake up, I have a coffee if I'm going to drink coffee that day, just black. And then I sip on it, really enjoy it, get the flavor palette, and then continue to move on. But, I won't eat until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A small little snack, or I'll eat my big dinner. But that system has worked fantastic for me, because I just think that when you stop eating breakfast after 2 weeks, you'll be like, I don't need this anymore. And by the way, why was I doing this my whole life? Like, I could not believe I've been eating breakfast up until I was 24, 25. I just don't realize it. Didn't realize it. And I know a lot of successful people who run companies and do different things and have busy schedules. They're almost thankful that they don't have to make a breakfast, because they just don't have time. They have meetings to do. They have people to meet. They have they're running for mayor, right? They got shit to do. So, having the cornflakes in the morning just kind of does not become a priority anymore. But that's what I do now. I do that program in the morning, eat my dinner at night. Twice a week, I'll do the heavy lifts, and I try to hit my 10,000 steps. During the winter, it's a little slower, so it's a little colder outside. So I'll maybe get like 6,000-7,000 steps, but spring, summer, fall, your boy's going for 10,000 every single day. And the walking is great because it doesn't drive up your appetite. If you do a lot of running and stuff, like I did ran a lot of 5Ks and 10Ks, my buddy Mike, if I was doing those all the time, every single, like 3 or 4 times a week, yeah, of course I'd eat more because my appetite is jacked up. But not doing that gives you that kind of leeway to, not have that appetite spike. Walking doesn't spike your appetite like running does, or doing HIIT workouts and shit like that. So yeah, research, talk to your physician. You know, Akeem's Dream Show might be a reverend. He might be Reverend Brown, but he ain't Dr. Brown, right? You have a doctor, go hit him up. But I would strongly recommend you look at this and think about, hey, listen, what am I doing that I can maybe clean up? Research insulin, what insulin does in the body, right? Research your endocrine system. Research how your hormones work. Research how inflammation is caused in the body. There's a good book called The Body Keeps Score. It's about all the things, all the trauma that your body has endured over the years and how it kind of keeps it in. Like, it's just like, it makes a deposit of whatever happened with that. And that's totally what's happened over the years with food, right? We have a scorecard of all the grease, all the salt, all the butter, all the things from processed foods over the years that's in our body. And the longer you can do these programs where you're taking care of yourself and you're eating healthy, understanding we're not robots, so you're not going to eat like freaking broccoli and chicken every single day. Your body will start to reject that old trauma of bad food in the past, or addictive behaviors that made you want to eat food. And it will set you on the right path, I believe. So that's all I got to say about losing weight. Right now, like I said, I'm 187, feeling great, looking great, and look good, play good, feel good. Look good, feel good, play good, something like that. I'm ready to hit the world. I'm excited about the sustainability of it. That's the other thing too with intermittent fasting. Once you get over the breakfast thing and you stop one and eat breakfast, it's easy to sustain this because your just body gets used to not eating breakfast, and then you just become aware of like not stuffing yourself with snacks and stuff. Because that's the only thing that can throw me off now is if I have chips in the house that didn't get an invite. You know, they could tend to fuck me up because regardless of my willpower, the flesh is weak. And when those barbecue chips are cracked, you know, it's pretty much gone. You can just consider it a memory. Gone with the wind. Because I'll make those chips a memory. You bet your bottom dollar on that. So, yeah, that's intermittent fasting, my weight loss journey over the years. And I think it's important for people to take their health seriously. I think the stronger you are, the better you're going to be in life because your body is just, it's the foundation for everything. Like, look at The Rock. He's been lifting weights since 4 o'clock in the morning since he was a little kid. And I think he talks a lot about how that has affected his mind and how it makes him more of like a person who just wants to get shit done. So it really relates to everything in life. And I hope that you could take it seriously, think about your own fitness, your own journey, and consider doing some research, right? If the program you're on right now involves going to the gym every single day of the week, and involves 7 or 8 meals per day, just think about the time costs and the opportunity costs. Like, unless you love it and it's actually giving you results, if it's causing you any amount of hesitance or annoyance, I would strongly suggest researching intermittent fasting or any other kind of like approach, because you can get a lot of time back, right? If you're at the gym for 20 hours a week and you're meal prepping for 5 to 10, right? What is 30 hours worth to you when it comes to your career, when it comes to your studies or education or your wife or your relationships? Man, you could be investing that place. You could be investing that time in a lot of different places that would give you a really, really good outcome. But, c'est la vie. Good life could be your mistress for now, or the gym and your breakfast. But I'm not here to judge. I am simply the messenger, and I would ask you not to shoot me. Until next time. You know, keep your stick on the ice, all that good shit, but stay away from the brekkie. Water, coffee, get the job done. Always be closing, because I'm a lot of fun. All right? Peace.